Hey, so today we're introducing iHack, the ultimate virtualization software. Now, what is iHack? Well, if you've wanted, say, Mac OS on your Windows, well, this is it. And this, we have modified the three main operating systems in the world. We have modified them and made them into our own OS. And we have them all into iHack. So we have three installer options, and those are three OSs we can download. And the first one is called iMacOS Mojave. Now this one we took from originally macOS Mojave and changed it to iMacOS. The second OS we've added is iWindows 10. iWindows 10. And we've taken Windows 10, modified it, and we've made it into iWindows instead of just Windows. And our third one, most of y'all probably aren't familiar with this one, but this third one is called Ubuntu without a U. We've placed the U in at the end and turned it into the number 2. So Ubuntu 16.04, and we've taken that from Ubuntu with a U at the end instead of a 2, 16.04. And we've taken that, and we've made it into Ubuntu 16.04. Now, these three amazing OSs are the most, These are the very most complex virtualization software on the globe. Now, if you were to go onto Scratch and search for a macOS emulator, you'd find millions, hundreds if not thousands of emulators. Now you go to one, and you see a few applications. Really, none of them is what you want. You'd see the Finder, you'd open that, and you'd just see an image, and you couldn't really do anything. So, but what we have here in iHack is when you install your iMacOS Mojave, and you go to it, and you click Finder, you'll have a fully functional Finder. So now for some Q&As, just some questions that some of you might have. One, and the question for this one is, will you have fully functional dark mode and light mode in macOS Mojave? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. We'll have a fully functional dark mode and light mode inside your Vrm, inside Scratch, inside iHack, I mean, and you'll be able to use that to however you like. A second, will you be able to change your background? Yes, we are including almost every single Apple background that Apple has put into Mojave, and we're taking that and putting it in, so you can change your background. Second, will we be able to use iHack on other Facebook and Action Back products like GOS? And the answer to that is just a yes and no. So you will be able to do it. You won't be able to emulate it. You'll be able to install it on your full system. So, you'd be able to go onto GOS, go to the App Store, go to our App Store and download a file called, it'll be called the iHack Patcher, and it'll install the iHack installer onto your system, and you'll be able to install that on GOS, and you'll be able to use it completely. It'll be very functional. It won't be emulated though, so it'll just be full system. So go back into GOS, you'll have to restart the Scratch project. So yeah, next is another question is, will we be able to use Minecraft and Windows 10 and iWindows 10? And the answer to that is no. We will be not able to do that. 3D graphics just isn't. GDOS doesn't really know how to do 3D graphics. You know, if you looked up 3D, there wouldn't be a lot, and if there was one, it would be very fuzzy. So it's very hard to do that, and would require a lot more taking, and if I were to do that, and if we were to do that, it would delay the time by a lot needed to release the full version. Another question is, will there be fully functional app stores in all three of these OSs? Now, first for Mac OS, halfway yes. Pretty much. The thing is, for the Mac OS, is there's lots of applications, and it would take a long time to fill in each one, and not all of them are good. Like, a lot of them are social media and stuff, and we can't use social media. Scratch denies that and blocks it, and if you were to try, it would say, "We do not allow this in Scratch." I mean, you know, it wouldn't work. You will not be able to access every app, but a lot of apps you will be able to download from the App Store. For Microsoft Windows, same thing for Mac OS. We'll include a few amazing apps. For Linux, we'll try to include everything we can, except for the games. We'll probably put like a few basic games like Solitaire, but a lot of those are very complex. And we can't really do that. So yeah, but almost every other app in the Linux store will be able for you. Next is will the start menu in Microsoft and iWindows work just the same as any other app? The answer to that is not really. When you open your start menu, you won't have the normal start menu. You'll have the search bar, and you'll be able to type in what you want to open. It'll just be Cortana for that. Basically, you won't be able to open, there won't be a start menu. If you click it, it'll just open that search menu. I'm sad to say that, but we'll probably fix that in a future version. So that's about it for this audio recording. Thanks for listening, and bye.